This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we got big guests, funeral home directors, embalmers, undertakers joining us. We got all the statistics and numbers, too, about how much these poison shots are taking a lethal toll on the public. But I want to finish up with what I was just covering at the end of the last hour. Here's a big story from Zero Hedge. Harvard professor says all hell broke loose when his study revealed no racial bias in police shootings. In fact, he was speaking at the University of Texas last week. He's from Harvard. He's black. He actually found that police shoot white people per capita more often than they shoot black people. So, one-to-one, white people, black people, the police shoot white people more often than they shoot black people. Because the cops know, even if somebody's waving a gun around at them, if they shoot them, the Soros DA is going to throw their ass in jail. But if a white person pulls a gun out, they shoot them because they should. But here's the big breakdown. He's got the study linked here. It's all right there. By the way, his study was years ago. The numbers are even worse now. He found a substantive percentage higher of whites are shot per capita. Now it's double. And are some cops out of their mind? You saw that video last week. At least if you were tuned in, you did. Out of Florida, where a cop literally has a mental breakdown. A suspect is in the squad car in handcuffs. And the cops start shooting into the squad car, shooting the person in handcuffs? Completely insane. There are some lunatic cops out there. Put them in a mental institution. Throw their ass in prison. But on average, the police are not out there trying to randomly shoot people. You know how much trouble they go through when that happens? It's not like Dirty Harry in the movies. Police don't want to shoot people. 99% of them. Occasionally you get a crazy person in there that does want to. But it's just not true, folks. But we're 350 million people, so the media can cherry-pick cases where a cop does something wrong and then put it up there and say, this is everything. Is our problem really the police, or is it crime? Is our problem really the police, or is it open borders? Is our problem really the police, or is it devalued currencies? Is our problem the police that kill a couple thousand people a year versus 120,000 from fentanyl? And most of those police shootings are justified. They get called. The most common one is the police get called to a domestic dispute. And mom and dad are drunk. The kids are running around crying. Dad just beat the hell out of mom. Cops pull up. Dad runs out with a gun. Starts shooting at the cops and they kill his ass. That's the majority. Look up the numbers. And then next it's police in shootouts with people. People start shooting the cops, they get shot. Statistically, police killing innocent people is extremely rare. But boy, it happens. And you watch that Florida video, I mean, the cop's just walking along. I've been shot. No gunshot, no noise, just falls down. I've been shot. Start shooting into the car with the person in handcuffs. And then goes, well, I thought I was shot. All in like a 4-minute video. Yeah, I thought I was shot. It's a complete lunatic. But you can't, I mean, look at this right here. But you can't sit there and then say that every cop is bad. And my job is not an apologist for the police. You just can't take one bad cop out of close to a million police in this country and then say they're all bad. Just like you can't take one black thug and say all blacks are thugs, or you can't take one white supremacy group and say all whites are white supremacists. You judge people individually on the character of their life and the deeds they do, the things they do. I don't need Martin Luther King Jr. to tell me that. I know it's true. He's right. But doesn't that make sense? Don't you judge people off what they do? But the Democratic Party doesn't want to do that. They want to say white people owe reparations. To make all white people guilty of something. And people say, well, you're just doing me to get money. Like Joy Reid said, Joy Reid makes millions of dollars a year. She says she deserves money for reparations. As if, I mean, does Joy Reid owe me?
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in the next 2 hours, we've got four different funeral home directors, embalmers, you name it, coming on the broadcast. And I have right here stack after stack of scientific study and report admitting that all four of the so-called vaccines administered for COVID cause blood clots. But they cause blood clots like no one's ever seen. And there's been pathologists and epidemiologists, coroners, have gone public from Australia to Germany to the UK to Canada to the US, France, you name it. And we have the statistics. But it's one thing for me to show you major studies, and I'll do that. It's another thing to hear from people on the ground that go out and get a degree in embalming, in the whole process that goes on. And Richard Hirschman is one of those people. He's our first guest today. Funeral director and embalmer. Richard Hirschman is an embalmer who's concerned about humanity. He began working in the funeral home business in 2001. His concern is in the strange clotting issues that began early in 2021. He first publicly spoke out in 2022 on the Dr. Jane Ruby show. He was also in the documentary Died Suddenly, continues to see the strange clotting and just trying to bring awareness to find solutions. We also have massive miscarriages happening, and I've got New England Medical Journal on that and more. So he's got a tough job, folks, but somebody's got to do it. And they all see the same thing that they've never seen before suddenly showing up. Let's go ahead and roll a short clip here of him removing a giant, bizarre white clot out of a man's, his carotid artery out of his neck. And again, no one's ever seen anything like this, folks. The color, all of it, the size. And it's like they flipped a light switch and this all starts in 2021. Here's the clip.
Could be wrong. Oh, no, there it is. Pulling it.
This is the jugular vein.
Pull this down. This stuff is. I've already squeezed it. Seems very much like a rubber band.
Compare it to the size of your hand or your finger, so you can see how long it is.
Wow. And what I remember reading 3 years ago was the embalmers were trying to get the blood out to put the formaldehyde in. And they couldn't because it was so gummed up. Richard Hirschman, thank you so much for joining us. We've got three other guests coming on there, your similar line of work. And I just thank you for your courage, and please tell me about what your observations are.
Well, thank you, Alex. Just trying to bring awareness in order to help find solutions. Yeah, the strange clots are, there's a lot of different things that we're seeing in the embalming room that is abnormal, but these white fibrous structures, you know, like these things right here, these are the most alarming things that we're seeing, just like what you saw me pulling out of that jugular vein.
And sir, can you put that back on screen for people? Again, tell me where you got that.
Well, the truth is, you know, I mean, I have several samples of these. These are the strange white fibrous materials that we're seeing. You know, like this one right here came from an artery, and it was, if you were to stretch that out, that thing was, I believe, 27 inches long. We used to never see clots in arteries in the first place. They were almost always in the veins, but typical blood clots are red in color, resemble kind of like grape jelly at worst, grape jam. And when you try to manipulate them, they just simply fall apart. As you saw in the video, these are a rubbery, almost a firm, you know, almost like a rubber band. So there's that's the most abnormal thing that we're seeing. And in the beginning, we all, just about every one of us, believed there's no way that these could be formed post-mortem because they're so strong. We're just not used to seeing this kind of stuff.
Now, I want to slow down here because there are coroners all over the world saying they're seeing the same thing, Australia to the U.S., you name it. And they say, we never saw these before. How dramatic is that? And what was the time frame? Most coroners say by the middle of 2021, they saw it everywhere. They started seeing it a few months in. So it's directly the shots begin, and then professionals that have been doing this decades individually for thousands of years collectively, there's thousands of people gone public. I mean, this is crazy. Where's the government? Where's the CDC? Where's the FDA? Where are they?
Well, I know they've got to be aware of what's happening. It's impossible for them not to know. I can just tell you my observations. Towards the end of 2020, we noticed an increase in blood clotting issues. And of course, we were all kind of associating that maybe with the virus that was going out there. But when January of 2021 came, the clotting issues just got far, far worse. And then a few months into 2021, a lot of times I estimate, you know, May, but it could have been as early as March or April. But it was definitely no later than June. These white fibrous materials started, or clots were showing up more and more often. The first time I seen this, Alex, I was kind of thinking, well, this is a weird anomaly, and you just kind of move on. But then when you start running into it again and again as 2021 was moving along, I began becoming very concerned that something has to be causing this. And how are the doctors going to know? Because most all of the bodies that I found these in, they were not autopsied. So pathologists weren't seeing the bodies that I see. Yes, we get people, everyone, you know, that are sent off for autopsy on occasion. Usually that's for some kind of a, you know, they're looking for a foul play, like some kind of a murder scene or something like that. But these clots became more and more and more frequent. And in September of 2021 was the first time I took a photograph of this, because as I was asking other morticians and embalmers, some of them had 30, 40, 50 years of experience. If they were there in the funeral home, I'd bring them back into the embalming room and ask them about it. They'd never seen anything. But the ones that weren't there, I had nothing to show them. So the pictures kind of helped, you know, I can show these other colleagues, you know, have you guys ever seen this? And the answer was always no. So I started gathering the evidence. I started taking photographs, more photographs in 2021 in the fall. And in November, in November of 2021, a lot of people were starting to ask me how often I was seeing this. And to be honest, you know, I just knew it was a lot. I didn't know how often, but I started taking notes on my computer at home because I'm a trade embalmer. And so for tax purposes, you know, I have to keep records of how much money I make. And so I document everywhere I go, and so that I can keep an idea of, you know, separate the money I need for taxes. So I started making little notes on my computer. And at that time, it was just under 50% of the bodies that I was embalming. I was finding these abnormal clots in them.
And that is so incredible. So you're talking to people that have done it 50 years, they've never seen it. You flip a switch, it's suddenly there, and now 50% of the bodies. Now, I've seen numbers from other countries and other places. Were you also seeing an uptick in the amount of business in dead people?
In 2021, absolutely, especially in January, it got really, really busy right after the rollout. We were starting to get a lot of folks that were dying in, you know, unusual.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It was some kind of like a trans, like a, not a transfusion, but almost like a heart-lung bypass tube where they take the blood out of the body, usually, you know, from the neck, and it's in a fairly large tube, and it goes and it gets oxygen, and then it's returned back to the body. When I got the body, it had these tubes still attached to it.
Wow.
I didn't get the permission to embalm the body for a couple of days, and the blood had separated in that tube, and it's separated into these dark spots and this yellowish-looking liquid. In that yellowish-looking liquid came out these strange clots.
Wow.
And the thing is, Alex, is the cannula that where these tubes were connected to the body, they had a cannula that goes into the vein itself, and it's like almost like a screen. It had little small holes in it so that the blood could transfer in and out of the body, right? Those holes were way too small for these clots to pass through. So that tells me this had to have formed after the person died. Either way, Alex, this is proof that there is something in the blood system that's floating around that I'm assuming should not be there.
Now, what you just said is key. So I'm a layman, but I finally figured it out. Talk to me like I'm five. I figured it out, brother. You're saying it's all pumping around in the body. Once they die, it congeals out like blood and water, and then that's what we're dealing with. This is incredible. Stay right there. My producers are great, but they overloaded us with amazing people. I want to bring in a colleague of yours. I don't know if you know her, but she's in the same business. Duly licensed funeral service professional, certified crematory operator, over 10 years industry. Notice the 2021 lack of discretion in single-point injection increased. Or lack of distribution and single point injection increase, fiber structures being removed, granular blood, dramatic increase of younger and old people dying. Tell us what you saw, Jamie, and what you think of what Richard was just saying.
Hey, Alex, I completely agree with everything Richard just said. It was around about the same time in 2021. You mentioned there, just about the distribution, like we were talking about, getting the formaldehyde in the body, in all areas, including under toenails and under fingernails and so forth, that this became difficult. Like it was just the way it was prior to that. And then of course, when this interruption came, I started asking questions, and I, you know, like Richard, was asking around in my own area, and began to listen to other colleagues nearby, and they were experiencing difficulties as well. So that kind of began my journey of asking why and, you know, what is this?
Where do you think we should go from here, Jamie?
Well, I certainly like the direction that, you know, these researchers are going, you know, those that Richard is working with. I'm extremely thankful for them, because ultimately something is wrong and, you know, people need to be aware of that. And ultimately, I'd like to know, you know, what's going on.
Richard, I mean, I could ask you 1,000 questions here, but while we have this big audience, what else do you want to impart to the audience and you too, Jamie?
Alex, I want to go back. I've spoken with people. I've had cases. I know that this proof that I have showing that these things can form after death, post-mortem, I've had too many reports of these strange, similar clots being removed from living people as well. So I'm not saying that these are only post-mortem. These are happening anti-mortem. And if you look at the reports of blood clotting issues around the country, this, I believe it's all related to the same thing. These researchers are also getting clots that are from living people, and they're going to be doing similar analysis to see if they are linked together, if they are very similar. Again, if they prove that they are, all that is going to be proving is that these abnormal proteins can be soluble and in liquid form, which might be one of the reasons why so many people have issues, but they have a hard time identifying these. Because if they're in a liquid state, you can go and have a test and they might not see it until it becomes a solid. Is this the issue? Is this a reason why we're having a lot of issues with sudden cancers and unknown deaths? When you look at blood tests, most of the tests now, I believe, are they're blood tests. It's a computer reads off the what's in there, but a computer can only tell you what has been program to tell you. If these are abnormal or aberrant type proteins, unknown proteins, then how will it ever read and give you an answer of what it is? If we can identify the proteins, then maybe we can find a test to be able to do on people and see if they have these abnormal proteins floating in their blood.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we've got a bunch of other guests coming on that are in your same line of work. And as you said, embalmers, funeral service people are saying this all over the world. I have stacks of studies where they admit that the mRNA shots are causing blood clots and miscarriages. And, you know, all of this. And so to me, when I see the FDA report in October of 2000 predicting blood clots and myocarditis and strokes and all this, it looks pretty premeditated to me. And you can say, well, they didn't know then. Well, then why did they say that? And then why now are they covering it all up? Just speculating here. Bottom line, what do you think's going on?
I think they knew that this was an issue, and there's a lot of pride. This is not a political thing, left, right. It has nothing to do with gender or any of that stuff. Right now, I think it's getting hard to see to kind of excuse this as not being a premeditated thing. But I think the big one is liability. They don't want to be liable for what's going on. And they knew this was happening. Naomi Wolf had a thing where she showed they have FOIA'd information that the CDC, the White House, all of them knew of the clotting issues and the myocarditis back in May of 2021. That's prior to the mandates. And yet they roll this out anyway.
Well, by the way, I'm not a medical doctor, but I read a lot of stuff, and I've entered. My dad is a tiny little clot, you know, a millimeter long and a half millimeter wide can kill you. These are gigantic. This is like over the top ridiculous. I mean, these things are humongous.
That's right. That's right. And here's the thing: everybody's talking about, well, we got to have peer reviewed articles, this, that, and the other. A lot of us don't understand that, but you know what you can't hide? Physical evidence. This is actual evidence of what we're seeing. The pictures, you don't have to be a medical doctor to look at this and say, hey, this don't look right. Somebody needs to figure this out. And why are so many embalmers now speaking about it?
All right, Richard Hirschman, very impressive. I asked my producer to get guests on. She got like five of them. So I hate to cut you guys off. And, you know, also amazing job, Jamie, who's protecting our identity. I want to invite you both back on, both of you, for a full hour very, very soon. Thank you so much for exposing this. We're all counting on you. Thank you.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Major Thomas Haviland finds 70% of embalmers report seeing with strange blood clots beginning in 2021, right after the shots rolled out. And so they got so many great guests today. I was confusing, only some are on here, some are on there. No, they're able to cross over. So that's great because it's so much information. I can't wait to talk to former Air Force Major Thomas Haviland, because I feel like I know him. I've seen so many of his reports. So he's going to be joining us at Riding Shotgun. He's put together a big PowerPoint presentation on this. We'll be going to him here in just a few minutes. But I wanted to be able to finish up with Richard Hirschman, who has gone public now for years And, of course, Jamie, who is a funeral service professional, certified crematory operator, who's seen the same things. And so before I let you guys go, I wanted to have you put out any other information you want, because this is so obviously critical to humanity. So, Jamie, anything else you'd like to add for folks or observations?
Yeah, Alex, I would just like to say people need to wake up. You know, this is serious. You know, we don't know what this is. We've got to think critically before we just put anything into our bodies. You know, and I just thank you for having us on here today, allowing us to have a voice. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this, though, in closing, Jamie. What do you think should be done about this? Because it's conclusive. Because I work 7 days a week. It's conclusive. I've been seeing for almost 3 years, coroners from Sweden and Denmark and the Netherlands and France and Germany and Ireland and Scotland and New Zealand and Australia and Canada and the U.S. And anywhere these shots are given out, they're going, what the hell is this? We've never seen this before. And I've seen some of the funeral home directors. I've been working 39 years, never seen this. Now we're seeing record dead bodies. And then they go, funeral home directors go, and I saw one in the U.K. last year, and they just show all these plots dug up. They talk to the local people at the cemetery, and they go, yeah, we never seen so many people getting buried. Then we get the insurance actuary numbers, and it's 20 million dead at least, and record level deaths worse than World War One and World War Two. I mean, this is not our opinion, but you guys are where the rubber meets the road, and it just, now we see this big, very popular individual who is over in Australia, funeral director John O'Looney's getting banned off the internet, banned off a bunch of platforms, as he tells the truth. How the hell do people in big tech and the system cover up something that's clearly going to hurt them, too? It's like opening the borders and shipping in fentanyl and making jokes about it. And now the CEO of YouTube, who's attacked me many times, and he said her son was a listener, so she banned me off YouTube because he was a listener. Her son just died of fentanyl. I mean, how do they not know? I'm kind of ranting around the shop in a minute. How do they not know that they're going to have blowback from this? This is crazy.
Alex, I think I've heard you say useful idiots.
Yes. All right, Jamie. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us. Finishing up with Richard Hirschman. Very impressive information, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
Alex, again, everybody's waiting for all these, you know, peer-reviewed articles, this, that, and the other. I think the reason why most of us embalmers are early to notice this is because we've been dealing with the blood for years. I mean, we've dealt with typical blood clotting issues in the past. What we noticed, I know myself, I noticed an obvious change in the blood of the bodies I was working on. Now, most of the doctors that are out there, I'm not trying to throw any doctors under the bus or anything, but they don't drain people's blood out and pump formaldehyde in them. They're not used to what we see. Even pathologists that might do an autopsy on somebody, they're looking at the actual organs. They're not flushing out typically the blood system itself. We are seeing something very highly abnormal. The big white fibrous clots is obviously the biggest thing that is in everybody's face. It's the pictures that I've taken that are obvious. Something's not right, but it's more than that. We have what we call dirty blood. It looks like sometimes coffee grounds or fine grains of sand that's coming out in the blood, where typically blood is red. It might be a very dark red, but it's not. It's changed, and we noticed it. We noticed it, and if these things are also forming post-mortem, but they're not only post-mortem because we have people that are getting them out while they're still alive. But because they continue to accumulate post-mortem might be the reason why we noticed this change early. And, you know, when we started sounding the alarm, all these doctors are saying it's not true. How can you prove it? Whatever. I've showed images. I've had a few videos that I put out there, and the one that I posted yesterday, you know, is obvious. It's right there. I mean, the evidence is in front of you. If people don't want to look at it and believe it, fine. If you want to blame it on anything, go ahead. Come with a great explanation. But just denying it doesn't change anything. And we don't need to argue about it. People can sit there and talk about whether these are nanotechnology, whether this is hydrogels, graphene oxide, amyloid proteins. All these arguments about this stuff between the people that are looking into it and they start fighting about it, to me, are they all looking at the same thing, just calling it something different?
Powerfully said, we've got to study this. We've got to look into it because they know exactly what's going on. I go back to that October 2000 FDA report, which they put on their website, saying we predict all of this and exactly what they predicted said. And then the Pentagon, we know, actually created the so-called vaccine before it was even the virus was released. And they gave it to companies that didn't produce it, and they gave it to our own troops. This is absolutely out of control. I want to play one more clip for you before you leave, because I'm not making light of the mass death. I've lost friends and family. But I think of the analogy of the 1980s movie The Thing, where you get a few cells of it, it takes over your cells and replicates, and then basically takes over your body and mimics it. And then I thought, there's an even quicker way to illustrate this, and I'm not saying this is what's happening, but it's like an allegory of how scary it is, of a movie in the mid-80s called The Stuff. And a meteorite crashes, a guy tastes it, it takes over his body, and then they basically, aliens take over your body, and they set up facilities to give you the stuff, and then the stuff basically takes your body over, and then finally the government finds out about it and stops it. Except this stuff just basically kills you, and they have plausible deniability, but it does self-replicate in the body. Here's a clip from the 1980s B horror movie.
She's here now, breaking face sensation, light and free now. But she's elevation, enough is never enough, enough is never enough of the stuff.
The stuff, the taste that makes you hungry for more. The stuff, the taste that delivers.
Enough is never enough.
We interrupt this presentation with the following urgent message.
Tonight, America is in grave danger. We are under alien attack by a popular dessert known as the stuff.
Here, Jason, take some.
No! Don't eat that!
There is something alive in there.
Tasty!
There's something alive in yogurt. It's called benign bacteria.
If the stuff is in your house, do not eat it. If you have it on your shelves, do not sell it. If you distribute this material, close your doors, make no more sales.
Enough. It's never enough.
Now, the reason I show that is not to make light of this, but that can get the public's attention. This is something causing your body to self-replicate giant blood clots that people in the business haven't of embalming, have not seen in 50 years. This is biblical in proportions. Closing comments on that, Richard Hirschman.
Well, it's interesting.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
They're about an hour south of me. I live in Dayton, Ohio. And I talked to their president, their vice president, and their secretary, and I asked all three gentlemen, did you happen to be in the room at the time that those embalmers supposedly raised their hands saying they saw the clots? Well, none of the three of them happened to be in the room at the time. However, the vice president at that time, who is now actually the president of the Ohio Embalmers Association, said to me, Tom, I'm seeing the white fibers clots too. He owns a funeral home about an hour north of me. And
so,
he does
boom, you pick up a phone to check if it's real, and it's immediately confirmation.
Correct. So I know that he corroborated, this official officer of the Ohio Embalmers Association corroborated the six or seven embalmers in the Died Suddenly movie. So I said right there and then, hey, I need to do a survey, a nationwide survey, which I then later turned into a worldwide survey to see just how big this phenomenon was.
Please continue.
So that led me to the creation of my first worldwide embalmer blood clot survey that I conducted last year. And that survey had three main results, Alex. Of the 179 embalmers that responded around the world to that survey, 119 of them, almost exactly two-thirds, 66%, said they were indeed seeing the white fibrous clots through the end of the year 2022. The main consensus of those embalmers was indeed that the clots started in 2021 after the rollout of the vaccines. And maybe the most shocking result, Alex, was that many of the embalmers were seeing these white fibrous clots and up to 50% or more of their corpses. So,
and that's exactly what Richard Hirschman just said. And this is speculation, but let's talk about people being scared. What do you want to bet almost all those other embalmers that they had, you know, obviously any flow of business, dead bodies, they're just scared to respond or scared to say they saw it. So I would imagine a lot of that, above that 66%, of that 30-something percent, I would imagine a lot of those folks were just scared to say yes.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. I trusted every answer I got when I did the survey. By the way, both last year's survey and this year's survey, I ran them as unbiasedly as I could, Alex. I only asked the embalmers, what did you see, when did you see it, and how much did you see, and what percentage of your corpses did you see these clots? I never in any either of my surveys, either last year or this year, ever mentioned the words COVID or COVID vaccine. I didn't want to lead the witness.
Wow.
So I only asked the embalmers questions that they could answer, what, when, and how much.
Wow. So please continue.
In both surveys, I used a two-prong approach in distributing the surveys, Alex. We used a tool called SurveyMonkey, and I sent the survey out in a link in an email. And the top-down approach I used is I sent it to 50 national, regional, and state funeral director associations, each with hundreds of members underneath them, funeral directors and embalmers. I also then used a bottom-up approach. I found out the email addresses for over 1,700 funeral homes around the world, and I sent the email to them directly with a link to the survey. It was really easy to take. Just click on the link, and it took you right there. This year's survey was 12 questions. Last year's survey was 7 questions. It takes only about 3 or 4 minutes for the embalmers to take. What was interesting, though, I was happy this year I got 269 responses to this year's survey, which was great. It was 90 more responses than I got to last year's survey. But I actually detected a little bit of a scandal, Alex, going on, because when I sent this year's survey out on the 8th of December, the first day I sent it out to the world, I checked my SurveyMonkey collectors about 5 days into the survey. I only had about 14 responses to it. I said, oh, this is terrible. I need more responses than this. So I contacted the 30 U.S. states, that their funeral director associations that I had sent the survey to. I picked the top 30 U.S. states by population, including red states and blue states, you know, Ohio, Texas, Florida, but also California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts. So I try to be fair that way and not get any red-blue bias. But when I sent this survey out to them, I called the 30 State Funeral Director Association presidents. And I either talked to their president, their secretary, or somebody else in their office, and I said, hey, could you please forward that survey that I sent to you last week out to all your active embalmers so they can take the survey?
And let me guess, it had been blocked by the spam filter.
No. God bless the Pennsylvania Funeral Directors Association, Alex. They did exactly as I asked. And I know that because the next day I checked my SurveyMonkey collectors, I had 93 responses from embalmers, Alex, and they were all from one state, Pennsylvania. I then got up the next day and I had another 32 responses from embalmers, and again, they were all from Pennsylvania. So in 2 days, I got 125 responses from embalmers in just one state. And it told me two things, Alex. It told me that, first of all, embalmers, they want to tell you what they're seeing in the embalming room if they think they have the permission of their funeral director boss or their state funeral director association.
Ah, so what you're saying is you detected that the associations have gotten the word, don't answer the survey.
Right, because remember, I sent it to 29 other state associations, and what they did probably is deleted my email. They probably didn't forward it down to their funeral directors and embalmers to take in the first place.
And that's key. And send the first survey out, get massive response across the board, but now the system was ready the next time. Wow. So that shows real premeditation by somebody.
Yeah, and I have two reasons why I think that they failed or may have been reluctant, those 29 other states. Remember, a lot of these funeral director association presidents are funeral directors themselves. You know, they elect one of their own as the president of their state association. Well, would you want to participate in a survey if you think there's a link between the COVID-19 vaccines and these white fibrous clots and microclotting and these other issues that we're going to talk about? If you mandated that all your employees of your funeral home, including your embalmer, take the COVID-19 vaccine, you know, if somebody gets injured, you might be sending yourself for a lawsuit.
Well, that's right. Also, that's how corruption works, is this attitude of never admitting you're wrong, covering your ass, but you end up losing your ass in the end because everybody is like the Chinese. You know, they can't ever really build anything good because they always cover up any problems. We're not supposed to do that in the West in America, folks.
Right. The other reason I think maybe, Alex, is according to the CDC, about 80% of American adults over the age of 18 took at least the first two COVID-19 vaccines back in 2021. So there might be a little cognitive dissonance going on with these funeral directors they may not want to know the answer to the survey because they may have taken the vaccine themselves. So there might be some cognitive dissonance going on as well.
That's right, some Stockholm syndrome. They're sticking their head in the sand. Wow. So we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. We're going to do your PowerPoint. Tell us what you're going to present.
Yeah, I'm going to present slides that show through the year 2023. We asked the involvers again, what are you seeing in the terms of white fibers, clots, microclotting, and some other issues that we'll talk about after the break.
And again, how do people find your amazing work?
Well, the Children's Health Defense has done a wonderful article. That's the publication that comes out of, it's called The Defender. It's Children's Health Defense.
Oh, we love them.
Also, I did a very good YouTube video with famous UK Dr. John Campbell on the 7th of February that people can watch on YouTube. That's about an hour-long presentation where we go into detail about the results of the survey.
And by the way, he's so respected. He admits he got conned. He admits there's mass death now. That guy reaches 10, 15 million people a week. They're really scared of him.
Yes, they are. Because he actually, at the beginning of the whole thing, he was somewhat promoting the vaccines. And then when he started seeing the data go sideways, he had enough integrity to make the change over and say, hey, wait a minute, there's something wrong with these shots. They're actually killing and injuring millions around the world. So God bless John Campbell.
Well, that's right, because I hear this thing where, oh, you know, Dr. Brett Weinstein's now on our side, or this person came over, and people are like, oh, they're a traitor, they were wrong. It takes more integrity morally to admit you're wrong later. That's a sign of integrity, not the opposite. We need to have a big tent and get people to admit they're wrong and let people in the system know they can come over to us so we can stop this.
Amen, Alex. Exactly. We cannot throw those people aside because, you know, I understand they were duped. The powers that be were telling us the shot was safe and effective, and that mantra just caught people off guard. People trusted. They didn't want to kill grandma, but, boy, they made a big mistake taking these shots.
All right, stay there, sir. We're going to break in about a minute. We're going to come back, and we're going to be – we got a short little break that comes up. Some stations join us, but we are going to get right into your PowerPoint. This is so important. We'll also link up to the Dr. Campbell interview as well. Before we go to break, I'm not financed by globalists. I'm not financed by Soros. I'm not financed by the Mercers or billionaire Republicans. I'm financed by you. So I sell you great products that work and do an incredible job, so you'll want to get them again. But only 1% of you or less ever buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best water filtration, the highest ratings, the lowest prices. We have great T-shirts, great films, great books. We have great supplements, all at InfoWarsStore.com. You talk about the blood. Dr. Judy Minkowitz has talked about this. Our organic formula of natural compounds God gave us is so good at cleaning out your blood. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Never offered it at that, but we put an even bigger order, got an even bigger manufacturer to do it. We're passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. Most turmeric's like 5%. It's a super concentrate. So good for inflammation, your joints, your bones, your whole body. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com. And selling out fast, DrJonesNaturals.com, our great sponsor, my dad. It is the super blue with nano silver, iodine, tea tree oil, all organic peppermint. So good for your entire body. InfoWarsStore.com has all the other great products, but for the nano silver products, there's a whole bunch of them. You go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Haven't had these products available in years. They're now back in stock, and they're amazing, and they finance the operation. So get your nano silver super blue toothpaste right now at DrJonesNaturals.com. Hour number 3, 2 minutes away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.